Hey everyone, welcome to Set Free Finding Your Truth. I'm Kathy, your host. Thank you for joining me today. This episode is going to air on Thanksgiving Day, so I want to first and foremost say Happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful for each and every one of you who listen to this podcast, who share this podcast, and who take action from this podcast to set yourself free from the shackles of your past thoughts, patterns, experiences, etc., and find the truth to live your best life. So I'm grateful you're here today. I'm going to keep today's episode short, sweet, to the point, because I really feel like this is a great time of year to talk about the word competency, right? Because we're all thinking about maybe crushing goals for the last part of the year between now and New Year's, or, oh, starting in 2025, it's going to be my year. I'm going to start fresh January 1st and I'm going to do blah, 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 right? Like X, Y, Z. And I think sometimes we don't realize that there's a competency factor that goes into whether or not we will be successful with the goal that we set. And I think that's really important, right? Like, do our words and our actions match up? Do what we write down as a goal or tell somebody we really want to do, is that lining up with our intentions and what we're spending our time doing? Because a lot of times it's misaligned and then we don't meet the goal and then we say it was too hard or we come up with excuses when really we just weren't to the level of competency that was required for that level of success. So I just want to break down really briefly four different types of competencies and just briefly go through them. So number one is an unconscious incompetency. Okay. So this is where, like, you don't really understand what's going on. It's just normal for everybody, right? So for example, it's normal for everybody to eat fast food on a regular basis. It's normal for everybody to eat ultra processed foods. It's normal for everybody to binge drink on weekends. It's normal for everybody to go to happy hour on Wednesday night. It's normal for everybody to stay indoors and not get outside in the fresh sunlight and fresh air, right? Those things are normal. So, well, I'm not going to do anything different because this is what everybody else is doing type of mentality. So you can see how that type of competency is super hard to introduce and be successful with change, right? Then we have a conscious incompetency. And this is where you know what you need to do, right? Like, oh, I need to stop pushing snooze. Oh, I can't be drinking all the time because it just makes me feel like crap. I have brain fog. It like literally does nothing good for me besides the 30 minutes that I'm drinking this drink or whatever it is, right? We know what we need to do. We just don't do it for lack of confidence in ourselves. Maybe it's we don't have an accountability. We're not sure where to start, right? Like, we have this in our head. We're thinking, gosh, I really want to change. I know I need to change. But when it comes to putting those ideas or thoughts into action, we are scared of judgment or criticism or failure. So we don't seek help and we don't seek the accountability that we need outside of ourselves to be successful. Number three is conscious competency. This is where you have enacted the habits consistently, right? So I know I need to stop pushing snooze. So me and my best friend, we've got this accountability thing going. Like, if I push snooze 3 days a week, like, I got to go clean her house or something like that, right? You know what these habits are. You're consistent with them. Yes, you're human. You're going to have some friction and some struggle. Or when a circumstance pops up in your life, say you get sick or you get busy at work, everything goes to hell in a handbasket and you find yourself at ground zero starting over. But it's less frequent than it would be if you were in a conscious incompetency state. Okay. Then we have level four, which is unconscious competency. You are doing this like it is your job. You don't even have to think twice and debate, do I push snooze? Do I not push snooze? Do I eat the salad or do I go through the drive-thru, right? Like, we just have instilled habits in us because of the practice we have put in, because of the reps we have put in, because of the consistency and discipline that we've developed, that this is just second nature. It is just who you are and what you do. There are very few people in this realm, but it is achievable if we want it bad enough, is really what it comes down to. I know that I work with most people in the 2-3-4 stage, right? Anybody that I've tried to work with, in all honesty, as a coach, in the first competency of unconscious incompetency, they're not even aware that they need to make a change. So they probably don't even listen to this podcast or seek me out, if I'm being completely honest, right? But I really want you to think about these and ask yourself, like, where am I at with this? Where you're at here is going to help dictate, like, should be a gauge to help you dictate What do you set for goals for 2025? What do you set for goals for this week? What do you set for goals today? What do you set for goals for December? Right? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to be curious enough to learn so that you're aware, right? Because when we become aware of things, we can't be unaware. It's just not a switch that we flip on and off. We're human, right? We have to have the will and the desire and the discipline and the consistency and the accountability to do those things. So before you jump ship on something new and great and flashy for 2025, make sure you really take some time to reflect on these things and where you're at. Be honest with yourself, right? Listen to the podcast from the week before about being honest with yourself, because that is a huge, huge component in whether or not you're going to be successful with those goals today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and beyond. So happy Thanksgiving. Have a great day, you guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.